Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The New York Stock Exchange is back up and trading. It came to a screeching halt this morning and stayed closed for 3.5 hours. Officials say it was a technical glitch, not a security break, but traders were left scratching their heads and staring at unchanging terminals. Also today, United Airlines grounded its entire fleet for what a spokesperson called a network connectivity issue. And the Wall Street Journal website also was down, which meant you couldn't get Jason Bellini's terrific reporting online for a while. Jason Bellini is back at the Now Up Wall Street Journal. Jason, first of all, you know, officials across the board are saying there's no connection between these three glitches, and they're saying they're glitches. But are people suspicious about that?
Well, it seems so. We've been hearing, Robin, that all kinds of conspiracy theories about what happened, because it was sort of strange. All at the same time, mm-hmm. virtually, you had the New York Stock Exchange go down and go down for several hours. You had Wall Street Journal's homepage go down, and that causes the cause of that is still under investigation. Same with United's failure. So coincidence? Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't think so, but it may very well just be that, because all are being blamed on technical problems, and there was early speculation that this was a cyber attack, and there appears to be no evidence of that, particularly in the case of the New York Stock Exchange. They're explaining what happened as, you know, failure in the install of some new software, and that led to some glitches that cause them to close things down.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? You know, what's the effect? There are other exchanges still that were still trading, but what does it mean that it was down for 3.5 hours?
Well, what it means is that investors who wanted to trade stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, they could go to the electronic service that's provided. So stocks were still trading. The market was still moving up and down. It fell a little bit right when this glitch happened as people were trying to figure out what was going on. And then it recovered that, although the markets overall have been down on news from China and concerns over China's economy. What we heard from people who spoke to us from the floor was that this was an inconvenience. It was annoying, but it really didn't interrupt business in a serious way. But the larger concern here seems to be that these systems that are being used for trading today are so complex that it shouldn't be shocking that sometimes there are glitches that shut things down.
Right, just like they do, you know, in your home computer. But why mm-hmm. bother bringing it back up with, what, less than an hour to go before the closing bell at 4 Eastern?
Well, it appears that officials from the New York Stock Exchange just wanted to prove that they could get things up and running as quickly as they could. So they were happy to, even with only a few hours left in the trading day, to have it online.
Yeah.
This was a PR issue that they wanted to be completely transparent about. They were on the phone the entire time with over 80 companies that do close business that are closely affected by the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, and so everything's back up. But it was kind of nerve-wracking. And I'm just wondering for you guys at the Wall Street Journal, no offense, but that was probably the least serious of the, you know, the outages when you have an airline and the New York Stock Exchange. But what's that like to have it just go down?
Well, you know, I think anytime you're at a company where you're having a technical problem, you're like, what? Sometimes it feels like it's a little out of your hand when you're on the producer side of it, and then it's a technical problem that needs to be dealt with. And you know, these things are dealt with very urgently mm-hmm. at the very top of the organization. Fortunately, we were up and running pretty quickly, yeah. A lot faster than the New York Stock Exchange was.
Right. Jason Bellini at the Wall Street Journal, and a day when there were three huge computer glitches. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.